Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
Yes, Pee-wee!
Pee-wee, how are you?
Hey, how about them games? I'm doing great!
Hey, we had an exciting week four with your predictions here, and man, we got a lot to cover here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Week four, Bama's number four, we're rolling. It was a great week.
Yeah, you know, the Tide had a bye week, and so did Georgia. How do you feel about going into this week? How do you feel about having that bye week off?
Oh, my goodness, I feel great. Everybody's rested. They're pumped. They're stoked. They're ready to play the ball game. They're ready to kick the ball. They're ready to catch the ball. They're ready to run with the ball. They're ready to tackle somebody that's trying to run with the ball. It's great, man. Everybody's pumped. I'm talking about both teams are going to be ready. But we're going to focus on that later, Jared, because we got predictions to get to, baby. I was on it again.
Well, you were. And, man, we have got quite a few to look at. Let's start with Texas La Monroe. Now, you predicted this game 66-0.
Yes.
Actual score 51-3. Now, by all counts, I mean, you were off by seven. So are we going to just say that if you're within seven, then you might as well be absolutely 100% correct?
Oh, without a doubt, you could be within 27 to be right.
Well, yeah, I can see where you would say that. So, you know.
But yeah, 7 points, that's pretty much, that's like if you're playing hockey, okay? And you take your hockey stick and you hit the goal in, that's a point right there. That's what 7 points is in football.
You're right. You're right. You know, I don't know why I would question that, but yeah. So, but this one, man, you were all over this one. Texas pulled this out 51-3. La Monroe. It doesn't look like La Monroe is going to get in the top 25 this year, does it?
They ain't going to make the 12-team playoff. I can tell you that. Hey, oh, Sarkisian, he laid one on them for Nick. He said, this is for my old coach to save my career right here. Y'all going down 66. Actual score 51-3, which is the equivalent to 66-0.
So is that what this was? Sarkisian knew that this was a thorn for Nick Saban, and he came out here to prove a point and really take care of business here. He did this for Nick Saban?
Yeah. He said, Coach S, this for you, dog.
Well, they really pulled it through, and, hey, good job to Texas. They look like they are coming on real strong this season, going to be a heavy contender for the national championship. Now, this next game that we're going to talk about, Marshall, Ohio State. Ohio State, yes. Ranked number three. You scored this game 42-24.
Yes.
Actual
Marshall.
Right. Actual score 14-49, Ohio State. What do you say about this game?
Well, it's all in the numbers. You know, I mean, hey, listen. I was off a little, you know, I'll give you that. That's more than 27. I'll give you that. But I want you to follow me. Follow the math. You've got I said 42. Is there a 4-14 with Marshall?
I mean, there is.
Okay. There's your number. I said 24. Is there a 4-49? With Ohio State.
I mean, I have to say that there's a 4 in there.
There's your numbers.
Now, the other notes that I have here is that you had Ohio State dropping to number 6. Is that just going to be eventually in the season, or is that right now?
No, they're probably still going to drop because they didn't really beat nobody. I mean, it was Marshall. So they'll probably still drop number 6.
I got you. I got you. Have you
at least after this week, after they play this week?
Well, I couldn't help but about to ask you that. Have you looked and seen, because this is after the weekend, you know, we can actually see where the standings are right now to see where they are. Have you looked at this, that Ohio State is actually at number three right now after this Marshall game?
I'll be honest, I had not looked. It's one of those things, I'll have to wait till Saturdays.
I got you. So Ohio State's at number three. They're sitting at 3-0. One thing to note is that, they haven't played an away game this year. So they've played all their games at home so far. So, you know, we'll see how that shakes down in the weeks to come to see when they start traveling. Georgia Southern played Ole Miss, the Lane Train at number five. You scored this game 14 Georgia Southern to Ole Miss 63. Now, the actual score of this game is 13 Georgia Southern and 52 Ole Miss. What do you have to say about that?
That's a W in the Pee Wee prediction column. That's what that is.
I have to agree with you. Wow, this Georgia Southern within 1 point of getting this correct. A little bit further off for the Ole Miss score, but man, you really dialed in this score here. You know Lane Kiffin, so that's probably why it's a little closer.
Oh, yeah, I follow Lane. I know Lane back from his Alabama days. Yeah. He'll put some points up there, too.
Yeah, and, he's looking really strong. Ole Miss, man, another contender for the national championship here with their numbers they've been putting up.
The real deal. Two words, the real deal.
Two words, got it. So Tennessee, number six, playing number 15, Oklahoma. I didn't know how I thought this game would go, but you had Oklahoma overcoming the Volunteers, 49 to 27. Now, unfortunately, looks like you had this Tennessee score correct, but Oklahoma really just didn't seem to put up any points here. Anything you got to say about this game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because really, I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize that Josh Heupel.
What's his name again?
it's Josh Heupel.
Understood.
Yeah. I did not realize, I don't know why it didn't click with me the other day. Well, he was right there at Oklahoma before he came to Tennessee. So if I would have been thinking about that, I would have realized, first of all, he wasn't going to, let Oklahoma beat him like that. And that's kind of where I got a little off on that. I'll admit that. But I will say that I'm still, I mean, the score is so close to what I predicted that that's another W.
Another W in the Pee Wee's prediction column, depending on how you see numbers in the real world. So Vanderbilt against number seven Missouri. You had this game scored at 22 Vanderbilt, 35 Missouri. Now the actual score, wow, look, you pulled this one through. 27 Vanderbilt, 30 Missouri. What do you got to say about that?
What more do you want? What more? I don't know how much more I can help these people, Jared. What more could you want? I mean, the numbers is right there. I told you who was going to win the game. Probably four or five people doubted me, okay? And they shouldn't have, because now they don't feel very bright, okay? And they should follow what I say, and they should pick what I pick, when I pick, and follow the math on that, because right there it is. It's 30-27 Missouri, just like I said.
It's in the numbers. They don't lie. And Missouri, Vanderbilt actually looked good in this game. I actually thought Vanderbilt might pull this out against Missouri.
But Vanderbilt ain't never looked good in a football game.
But I don't know why I thought that, because I knew what the prediction was, and I should have just looked at that and knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, you were one of the four people. You won the four. tried to doubt me. Don't doubt the Pee-wee.
I'm learning my lesson, and you know, when we start to look at week five, I won't make that mistake again. Now, this next game, number 8, Miami, the Hurricanes played South Florida. You predicted this game 52-13. Actual score 50-15. You were 2 points off of Miami, 2 points off of South Florida. This basically is a spot on prediction. Wow, that's all I got to say.
Hey, whenever you're a football contour like I am, you will get it.
And you are a football contour. I've said that multiple times.
I looked that word up the other day, too, after you told me to. I know what it is, and I am it.
You are a contour. That is for sure. And Miami, if you said, is the real deal this year. You're on record for saying that. They're rolling through these games, man. They're putting up some impressive numbers.
Jared, pause. I want to remind you of something. Of course they are. It's hurricane season. Of course they're the real deal. They are on fire. Like, you can't stop them. You ever try to stop a hurricane?
Have you ever stopped?
You can't stop a hurricane.
You ever tried to stop a hurricane that's on fire? That's a real question.
Hey, you talking about bulldozing their way through? That's what the Miami Hurricanes are doing. They are bulldozing their way through, and they are winning. And they're winning big, and they're the real deal, and they are going to win the national championship. I'm telling you that right now.
So we got that Miami is going to win the national championship. He has said it in week four. We will see where this ends up, and we have no reason to doubt you at this point. Next game we have is Kent State versus Penn State, number 10 Penn State. Yep. You scored this game 38-21, Kent State having the upset with Penn State.
That's right.
The score of this game was 56 Penn State, 0 Kent State.
Yeah. That one there, I think it's because both of them got State in the name. I got it a little mixed up. Because Kent State and Penn State, they both got State in there. There's no need to focus on that game, really. I mean, that game's already done been played. What's that next game?
You know what? Penn State's number 10. I don't know that we even really need to talk about it.
Oh, listen. They are not nothing. I'm telling you that right now. Penn State ain't even worth playing. I can't believe that they beat Kent State. I really can't. It boggles my mind that I don't know how it happened. I've been mulling over that one for a couple of days because it had to be the States that got me mixed up on that.
Yeah.
If you look at it, I did say 38, but that looks like a 0, which will line up with the 0 that Kent State had. And you add 2 and 1 is 3. And then you take the 3 that Kent State had in the 38, that's 6. That 6 will fall under the Penn State. So that's a W.
Another W in the Pee Wee column, clearly. If you can look at these numbers and come up with what he just did, you can see that there is a W in this column on the Kent State-Penn State game. Illinois is number 24, Nebraska ranked number 22nd. I'll be honest with you. I have wanted Nebraska to be a good team. I feel like Nebraska is just when you look at Nebraska, I think they need to have a really good football team. I mean, I'm not rooting for them to win a national championship per se, but I want them to be a strong team, and it looks like they've just struggled over the past decade or so. Now, you had this game predicted. Illinois winning 35 and Nebraska winning 42. The actual score is 31-24. Now, if you'll allow me, I've looked at these scores and I thought maybe you've just got this 4-2 mixed up on the Nebraska game. Is that a possibility?
That's exactly what happened. I looked at it whenever I was thinking about it. In my mind, I got those two numbers backwards. That's all that was. And then that Illinois, I mean, that was right there at it, 35-31. I mean, that's another W.
Another win in the Pee Wee's prediction column. Pee Wee, you're on fire this week. I'll just have to tell you. The USC, number 11, Michigan, number 18. You got this score, USC 24, Michigan 21. Actual score is USC 24, Michigan 27.
Say that one more time for all the people in the back. What was the exact score of USC?
24.
And what did I predict?
24.
Wow, if that ain't perfection, I don't know what is, Jared. Is there anybody out there that can argue with that? No. I can answer it for you. Zero people can argue that 24 is still 24 because I said 24 and scored 24. USC, they're the real deal.
USC, another real deal. Coming in at number 11, and they do look pretty good this year, if I can say. They look pretty good this year. Now, the only issue is they lost to Michigan in this game, 27-24.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's still a chance.
Do you think, now, I know you haven't looked, because you like to look the weekend after, and I understand that. Are you aware of what USC is ranked currently?
No.
Okay, so they dropped from number 11 to number 13. My question for you is, USC sitting at number 13, do you think they have a chance to claw their way back into this top 12 and actually be a contender for this national championship?
Oh, without a doubt, because Ohio State's going to fall.
I didn't think about that.
Then USC, they're going to jump right on back in there. They're going to be in that 12-team playoff.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, your last prediction that we had was number 12, Utah, against number 14, Oklahoma State. You had this game, 35 Utah, 45 Oklahoma State. You had Oklahoma State beating Utah. And another minor upset. They're just off two positions here. But the actual score was Utah 22 to Oklahoma State 19. Utah actually pulled this game out just barely by 3 points. It looks to be, you know, can you put these numbers together for me?
Oh, without a doubt. Okay, so I predicted 35, right?
Right.
Well, what is 3 minus 5?
Negative 2.
That's a 2. Well, the actual score was 22. So if you take a negative 2, that's 22 right yonder. All right. And then what is 4 plus 5? Because I predicted Oklahoma State to be at 45. What is 4 plus 5?
That's 9.
What was the score, Jared?
That'd be 19.
There's your 9. There's your numbers. That would be another W.
So you're 10 for 10 this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, if that was 10 teams, we predict, yeah. How many we predict? We predict 10 teams?
That'd be 10.
Yeah, I predicted all 10 right then. I ain't seen one that I missed.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, and really, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess you're right.
Well, I gotta be. I just explained it to you. I don't know how much slower I can go and explain it to you. If the numbers are there, the numbers are there. And that's all you got to get is the numbers. You can take that to the bank. You make money with that.
Well, how did it feel having a weekend of college football without the Crimson Tide playing?
You know, I'm going to tell you this. It was a little off kilter. I sat there and I kept waiting for Alabama because I knew they weren't going to come on. But I kept thinking maybe they'll come on, and they wouldn't because they had the bye week, and they don't play on the bye week. So it threw things off just a little bit. But, you know, it's one of those things that I know my boys got to get. They got to get rested. They got to get ready. They got a big game coming up. They got a big game. This is Georgia. This ain't Eastern South Carolina or somebody like that. This is Georgia coming to Alabama this weekend. And so they got to get the rest, and they got to be ready and game plan and get Jalen ready. And Ty Simpson, he's probably going to come in second quarter. So he's going to have to be ready to play, you know, because we're going to be up by so much that they're going to have to pull Jalen out, put Ty in there, you know. So, you know, I think it's good. I think it's a good weekend.
Yeah, we'll see how this weekend coming up looks. You know, they got another bye in week 10, so that'll be interesting as well. Now, there is something I would like to bring to your attention. Being the greatest Alabama fan that's ever lived, did you happen to see the Auburn-Arkansas game this past weekend?
You talking about where Auburn got beat by Arkansas?
Yeah, that did happen. Did you happen to see any of those game?
Oh yes. You know I did. I feel this is meant with all due respect toward all my Auburn buddies out there. I really feel for y'all. I never thought that I'd see the day where y'all be begging for Gus Malzahn, Brian Harsin, Terry Bowden. I mean, y'all begging for anybody to come back and just win a game, just a game.
Well, they had four interceptions in this game. Man, it was really a day where it's just they struggled in the backfield, struggled at quarterback. It looked like I've heard some Auburn people talk, and they're really not happy with the direction of things are going. And you know, it's still early in the season; we'll see. But I couldn't help but notice that another team that beat Auburn was California, and. 0-3 Florida State actually beat California this past weekend, and that just adds insult to injury for the Auburn fans. And, man, my heart kind of goes out to them.
Hugh Freeze has froze. I'm just saying. I tell you, if I can make a prediction about Auburn, if I could. Am I allowed to do that on this show?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Their punter is actually going to come in and play quarterback.
Well, I'd sure there'd be several Auburn fans that wish that would happen.
Hey, can you imagine? I mean, I can't even, my brain won't even wrap around that I lost to California, who then lost to Florida State, who has lost to every team they've played. I mean, my goodness. Maybe we should send Marshall to play Auburn so Auburn feels better. They might have a chance to actually hang in the game.
Well, yeah, maybe. You know, they got Oklahoma coming up this coming weekend. Oklahoma's ranked number 21. You know, we're actually not going to predict this game this weekend, but I'd like to get your thoughts on them going into this Oklahoma game. And not to mention, they have Georgia the week after that. So you can't help but just think, man, there might be, you know, Auburn's really, they got, this is the next three games they got. They got, or four, they got Oklahoma, Georgia, Missouri, Kentucky.
Oh, I can predict them right now. I can tell you right now the wins and losses.
Okay.
All right, so Auburn loses to Oklahoma, okay, because Oklahoma, they just lost, right? And so they're coming out. They're mad at the SEC right now because they just joined and they're getting beat up on by everybody. But they're going to see that, hold on, we stand a chance to beat Auburn. And they're going to beat Auburn, okay? Now, here's where the kicker comes, okay?
And the quarterback.
Auburn beats Georgia.
Auburn Tigers go in to Georgia and beat them. It's at Georgia. So you're telling me that Auburn is going to beat Georgia at Georgia?
Yes, I am. And you know why? Because Hugh Freeze loved hanging his hat on. He beat Saban. Well, Kirby Smart, you know, was Saban's defensive coordinator, for those of you who don't know, for like 9 years. And he, that's what he's going to hang his hat on. And the Auburn fan base are going to think, okay, we got it together. We found our quarterback. We got things moving. We knocked off Georgia. But the reason why they're going to beat Georgia is because Alabama just beat them. And not only did Alabama beat them, but they beat them up. They're going to be an injured Georgia team. And Auburn's going to take advantage of that. They're going to win that game.
So let me get this correct. Georgia this past week, or the weekend before this, almost loses to Kentucky. Really close game. Mm-hmm. This coming weekend, they're going to lose to Alabama. We've already heard you say this. This is a previous prediction. We will talk about that again. And then the next week, they will lose to Auburn at Sanford Stadium. Between the Hedges, they will lose there to Auburn. They will lose. You're going to say they're going to lose back-to-back games?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're going to lose back-to-back games.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking about an upset in college football. Well, let me ask you this. With that being said, does Georgia make this top 12? Do they make the playoffs?
No. No. Not if they lose to Alabama and Auburn. No. They're out of it. There ain't no way.
Well, you know, they play Texas this year as well. They play, you know, Georgia's got pretty good schedule. Excuse me. They play Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Texas, Florida. I don't know if that's anything. Ole Miss, and then Tennessee. They got quite the schedule.
Yeah.
So if they lose to Alabama and Auburn, do you think they beat Texas and they beat Ole Miss?
They do. They beat Texas. They lose to Ole Miss. That's a loss. Lane's real deal. Ole Miss real deal.
What about Tennessee?
Tennessee, they beat Tennessee.
So you're saying that they're just going to have a two-loss season, so they could possibly make the 12-team playoff?
Possibly. But it's going to come down. It's really going to come down to how Tennessee does, too.
Okay. Georgia almost got beat by an unranked Kentucky team by 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then they're going to have two losses. They're not going to the playoffs, I'm telling you. They're not going to go unless somebody lets them in.
And I know people have been asking this, and I don't want to throw you under the bus here. Are you on the committee for this?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. That you cannot ask me stuff like that on air.
Understood.
Well, I will say this. If I'm not on the committee, they are listening.
I got you. They're heeding your advice, is what you're saying, if you're not on the committee.
That's right.
Understood. Well, hey, Pee-wee, 10 for 10 this week. That's impressive. You know what? I'm actually shocked that it's 10 for 10 because I've looked at this these picks over and over for the past couple of days, and I just didn't see it being 10 for 10. But after talking with you, I'm convinced. 10 for 10.
Hey, Pee-wee ain't wrong. I don't say things that I don't think is correct.
You're on record for that.
If I say it, it's right. And there's no need to question that. I can explain myself. Even though you might not see it through the lens I see it through, I'll show you how to do that. And then you'll be able to see it too, like I see it.
Well, hey, again, thank you, Pee-wee. I will look forward to the end of this week where we see your predictions for this coming week.
In the words of somebody who is more well-known than me at this point, you miss every shot you never take.